I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. In Egypt, pastors are often caught in the crossfire between their culture and their faith. Global Advanced Ministries' David Shibley says they saw an incredible hunger from the church leaders at their Frontline Shepherds Conference in January.
These pastors in particular have the job of living with their Muslim neighbors, loving them, being salt and light, and getting the gospel to them. At the same time, there is a tremendous interest in the person of Jesus.
Ministry is a challenge in areas where openly sharing their faith results in harassment. Pray for the pastors to be encouraged and strengthened in their work. Next, protests have spread in Pakistan over an offensive cartoon against Islam. Food for the Hungry has withdrawn its staff from areas near Muzaffarabad, Pakistan. The unrest is frustrating to the emergency relief team because large-scale distributions were planned, which could have served hundreds of families in desperate need. The ERT is acting as the hands and feet of Christ, but requests prayer for safety as the situation intensifies. And missionary pilots, in many cases, are the lifeline to the outside world for missionaries serving in hard-to-reach areas. They're used to fly in Bible translators, medical personnel, supplies, and more. Today, the need for missionary pilots is great. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Gene Jordan says many fields are opening around the world, but pilots aren't the only needs.
The enemy is just doing anything possible to stop translation from going forward because translation changes lives. It makes the Word of God come alive for people. The church can be planted, discipleship can happen. The Jesus film can be made and recordings for radio can be made. So much can happen once translation is done.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.